The president told thousands of people at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Monday that America needs a raise. He says, though Congress won't pass a national increase in the minimum wage, many states, not including Wisconsin, are going ahead.
13 states, District of Columbia, they've raised their minimum wages. Four more states are putting minimum wage initiatives on the ballot in November.
But speaking yesterday to a press and Rotary Club luncheon in Milwaukee, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan criticized the state or local efforts to raise the minimum wage.
Raising the cost of hiring a person in a city or a county or a state versus your neighboring city, county, or state is not a good idea.
Ryan says it would be better to help job creation by lowering the cost of regulations, especially for small businesses. He also wants to boost skills training so people can move up to a higher paying job. Ryan's opponent in the first congressional district race this fall, Democrat Rob Zurban, says he supports a boost in the minimum wage. He says it might save taxpayers some money with public assistance programs.
Heating assistance, housing assistance, food assistance, because a lot of these employers who are not paying a livable minimum wage, $15 an hour or so, our tax dollars are subsidizing their profits.
President Obama says he'll stay on Congress to raise the minimum wage, which should trigger more debates in congressional elections this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.